Daniela, how are you today?
Good. How you doing?
Girl, I'm good. I'm good.
I feel like I miss you already. I just saw you last night and I'm like, oh, I want tacos again.
That's what I think every day.
Tacos. I feel like I want tacos right now.
Yep, exactly. I actually in quarantine, I've had a huge, huge, huge obsession with Mexican food. I feel like I'm making fajitas every day now.
So I've like never really made a ton of Mexican. I mean, tacos, that's one thing. But when I was in South Carolina, Mike's mom made enchiladas. And I was
Ooh.
like, oh my gosh. Like I could have eaten the whole pan. I forgot how good they are.
Yeah, those are amazing. It's basically like you make a burrito and you're like, might as well cover this in cheese and bake it.
And then like slop like sour cream on it, like the whole tub. Yep. Definitely
Everything
cheat meal.
that most people are allergic to, it's like, let's do that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, goodness. Well,
Love it.
yeah. Anything new?
Anything new? I have been I've been doing really well actually. I've been creating space. That's been like my mantra lately, space, because I feel like before I was being so resistant into feeling that almost emptiness that space creates in your life. So when you remove toxic relationships or you remove or you're not accepting things past your boundaries anymore, or you're creating new habits, creating the actual space for the good things to come in, it kind of feels empty for a while. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I've been doing. And I, oh my God, I've been so like free and happy lately because of it.
That's awesome. I feel like the space thing is an interesting concept because I think I said in a few episodes ago, or maybe even the last one, that I'm kind of redoing my second bedroom. And I know it's a little bit different from the space that you're trying to create in like a spiritual sense. But from a physical sense, I think creating a space that you can enjoy and have positive, healthy, unconditional love vibes in and feel peace really helps with your overall vibration and just your mood that day.
That's such a good point, Daniela, because space doesn't have to be like emotional and spiritual. It can be physical. And like when you do create beautiful things around you and like remove something that's been like an old bill that's been sitting on your counter for like a year or something like that, there's just different energy that comes into it.
Yeah, and there's always ebbs and flows to it. So sometimes I'm like, my space is good the way it is. I like it. And then other times it's like I just want to clean the shit out of everything and like rearrange everything. And it's funny. And I think it reminds me because Mike, you know how I sent him a bunch of stuff to his place, and he said he got it. And he texted today actually talking about it, saying like how he feels so much more at home now because I bought him like a couple pillows and like a throw blanket and just like some candles and just like the simplest things made him feel more at home in his apartment in Montana.
Dude, I'm tearing up. That is so freaking adorable because it's so true. Like when you actually, I don't know, when you put your stuff there and when you fill it up with things, it's almost like you're committing to living there and not just like having this empty space of nothingness.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That's actually a good segue into our guest.
Yeah, it is. I'm so excited for our guest today. Do you want me to introduce her? Okay, awesome. So today we have Emma Sugiyama. She is from Vancouver in our neighbors up north in Canada. Her Instagram intrigued us because it's just absolutely beautiful. She creates these baths and these almost interior design scenes that I look at them and just feel calm. You know what I mean, Daniela?
Yeah. calm and in awe because I'm like, wow, my bath has one little candle on it. And I was like, wow, I really love my ambiance. And then I go on Instagram and I'm like, oh, damn it.
Yeah. They're like, I swear they're from movies. Like it, you look at them and you're like, I can't believe this is actually real, but she creates these amazing scenes. And she is so creative. She worked at Anthropology in visual merchandising, and she helped design events and weddings. So she's going to talk to us today about her creative journey, because obviously she didn't do this overnight. So she's going to talk to us about how she started and where she is now. So hi, Emma.
Hi, Emma. Hi. That was the sweetest introduction. Like, my heart is exploding. Like, I can't even handle it.
You have such beautiful energy. Oh, I forgot to tell you that when we were just talking to you earlier, but I have goosebumps on my arms because you have such a beautiful soul. Have you ever kind of learned about who you are on a soul level?
So I've actually been getting more into like myself and that kind of self-care that people don't talk about. The side of it that's more introspective and, you know, learning things about yourself to be more in tune with who you are, why you are the way that you are. And it's been an interesting journey for about the last 6 months is when I really started doing this and, you know, seeing a therapist and, you know, really kind of checking in with myself, because I think it's really important to give yourself the same amount of love that you give out to other people. And I just noticed, especially with 2020 being such, you know, an interesting, horrible, wonderful year, that a lot of things kind of came up because this is the most amount of time that I've spent with myself and my thoughts. And so it's been a very interesting journey. And I think it's just one that's starting to begin. But I've heard that from a lot of people, and it makes me feel really good, because I feel like that care and effort that I'm putting in internally, it's coming out and people can see that. So it makes me feel really good.
Yeah. And I hope this isn't too creepy, but I literally got right away that, so have you ever worked with like herbs and stuff? Because I'm getting a strong feeling that your soul's like, I'm getting like the number 300, like you've lived 300 like lifetimes, but you have a lot of natural, like witch, not like in a dark way, but like a positive way, energy. I don't know, Danielle, if you're getting the same thing, but it's like, you have this natural healing ability from like a witch type lineage. And it comes out with like herbs, like natural medicines and stuff. So I don't know if you've ever delved in that at all. But just what was coming to me and I wanted to share.
Oh, that's super cool. It's funny. I'm very attracted to the number three and like sets of three. I think there's something very beautiful about the shape of it. There's a lot of things that attract me to that, but I actually haven't explored that pathway yet, but it's interesting because you are not the first person to say that. So part of me feels like I have goosebumps on my skin and I'm like, I think I should look into this a little bit more.
You should.
I mean, that's probably why you do these baths, because baths are actually really healing, and it looks like you're putting like herbs and everything in them already, and you have plants all around. Like, girl, you're already doing this.
You're already doing it. Yep.
Well, I've been exploring more with like dried florals and looking into, okay, so I'm in a slight tangent, but there is a really good book and it is called Ritual Baths, and it goes into all the different healing properties of certain like florals, fruits, herbs, all of that, and like how certain combinations will, you know, these are calming, this is energizing. And it's been a very cool, interesting read, which I feel like totally relates to what we're talking about.
100%. And this is exactly like, I'm getting the goosebumps. This is what I'm saying. Like, you're meant to do that. It's the most beautiful thing. And I think as you start to, if it's a repeated message, then it's probably more the time. And it's probably why you're more interested in at least, you know, learning some of these things, because it's innate within you. It's just kind of the remembrance of that wisdom.
That, you know what, that's a really good point. That's, yeah, I haven't thought about that before.
Mm-hmm. And it's like where your soul's going to be like really happy, because it brings you back to like your earth. It's like an earth witch type of vibe. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it, and that's where you're going to be the most happy. And even like living around, I've never been to Vancouver, so I apologize, but even just like living around like a lot of nature, like would be really good for you.
Oh, that's, you know, honestly, I mean, one of the things that I love about being in Vancouver, because, you know, it takes no time to be able, you can get to the beach, you can go to the woods, you can go to the mountains, you can do all of that in one day. So
perfect.
The beauty of this place is like you get a little bit of everything. And I think that's why it's always been so interesting to me to think like, could I live somewhere else? And I'm like, oh, well, maybe. But I feel like I would always get pulled back here, because mm-hmm. I like that you have that connection to your surrounding, but you get a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm ready to go on a road trip.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
See you in like 30 hours.
You know what? Like, if we were not, it, you know, in a pandemic time, I'd be like, yeah, let's hang out tomorrow. Let's do it.
Let's hang out tomorrow. Yay. We can like go hiking.
I love it. I love it. I
hope, I'm just excited for you. Like, I think you just have so many beautiful things, and I hope that, you know, we'll watch that as time goes on. So thanks for allowing me to be creepy for 10 minutes.
Oh my God. Anytime. It's not weird.
So I feel like that's such a beautiful little message for exactly what we're talking about today, because you're on this soul path and you're discovering what really you were meant for and what you were meant to do here. So tell us more about how you got started on your creative journey.
So I always thought that I would be an interior designer. Like I thought that was going to, you know, throughout my education. And when I left high school, I was like, you know what, I'm going to be an interior designer. This was like from the beginning, I was like, this is what I'm going to do. So I went to school for that. And then I quickly realized that was not something for me. And I've always enjoyed interior spaces, but it just felt, because I feel very like rooted in my creativity, that seemed like a profession that there were too many rules. Things had to be done very specifically. So I stepped away from that program and I decided, I was like, you know what? I've always loved fashion. I want to try to get into visual merchandising. At the time, there wasn't very many programs in school for that sort of stuff. So I went to a local college in Vancouver that did like a try program. So you could try graphic design, visual merchandising, and a couple other aspects of design, which I always love to try things. So I thought that was really perfect for me. And I had ended up getting a visual merchandising job at a company called Aritzia. And that was super fun. And I really enjoyed it. It was a great stepping stone, but I had always wanted to work at Anthropology. And that for me was like definitely a dream job. And to the point that I applied for that job probably 4 or 5 times. And, you know, of course, it didn't work out a couple of times. And, you know, I'd either get a letter that's like, oh, you know, you're good, you have good potential, but we need to see this in you, or just wasn't the right time. And something I always believe is that if you manifest that, you know, whether it's a job, a place you want to live, like whatever you feel like is something that you want. I always believe that things are going to work out for you. It just might not be exactly the way that you think. And so I kept, you know, working on my skills, doing my thing, and I ended up getting the job. And I remember being in the bathroom of my previous job because I had left Aritzia and had gone somewhere else. And I remember getting the call and I was like, you know what? I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to go today. And of course, because I'm a good employee, I put in my 2 weeks, but I could have gone like the next day. And that was probably the biggest impact on my visual career because anthropology is such a special place. You know, they are looked at so well in terms of like their creative, how their stores are set up, all their windows are made by hand, and that sort of stuff I loved because you were able to get a little bit of everything. And so I did that for almost just over 5 years. I worked at multiple locations. I ended up being a visual merch manager before I left. And then I ended up seeing this one-time job for an event and like wedding design company in Vancouver. And, you know, I look at my creativity like a layer cake. So I thought, you know what? I would be good at that. So I reached out to them asking like, hey, like I would love to be a part of this. They ended up actually getting everybody that they needed, but they wanted to hire me for a lead design, like a lead designer position. And I basically flipped my life over and became an event and wedding designer. And now I'm a creative freelancer who, you know, is working on her photography skills, doing really cool baths, which is such a weird thing, but it's super, super fun. And yeah, my creativity is very all over the place, but I feel like that's what makes me very unique.
That is so beautiful.
Thank you.
I just love so many things. Like there's so many little nuggets in that, and I'm trying to think of what my response is. And I feel like it's simply just allow, right? We're allowing the process and allowing the journey for what is supposed to be. And that's exactly what you did, right? I mean, you just really wanted this position. You tried 5 times. And, you know, sometimes the universe closes the door on purpose because it's not divine timing. And agreed. I think it's so important for people to realize that you can have what you want. And it might, to your point, not be exactly what you manifested or exactly, you know, every timing that you want and all of that. But that's the universe's job to figure that out. And all you have to do is keep pumping the gas, like keep putting your foot on the pedal and saying, I want this, I want this, I want this. And the universe is like, okay, okay, okay. Right. And they'll find a way to figure it out for what makes sense. And I think another thing that is important from what you just discussed was, you know, I think a lot of people go to college, they go to high school, you know, and younger than that. And they just are so fixated or maybe even lost on thinking about what they might want to do, you know, and it's hard because we're so young and we just don't know. And sometimes we think we're going to do something and then the universe has a different idea as we get older and more wise and start to feel what we love to do and what our passions are. It automatically changes the course. So it's like being able to accept like the different paths in life, I think is beautiful.
Oh, 100%. And I think especially for young people, I think realizing that, you know, that's a lot of pressure that we put on people to figure out like, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? And I think the messaging really needs to change because our lives never fit onto one path. You know, there are some people that that makes sense for, but in all reality, like life is very fluid and, you know, things come and things go. And I think if I was younger and somebody told me like, you just go for what you think is good for right now and grow and build upon it, I think I would have felt a whole lot less pressure to be able to, you know, figure my life out, because, you know, I'm 31 years old. I'm still figuring my life out.
Mm-hmm. Emma, I was going to say the same exact friggin' thing. And I was thinking this yesterday too, because I was listening to a different podcast and they were telling this story about this woman. And I guess she was in like law enforcement. And then at age 38, she decided to go back to school and like be in the medical field. And they talked about it for like 2 minutes and they were like, wow, at 38, you're changing your whole life. Like, that's amazing. I can't believe someone would do that. And in my mind, I'm like, she's so freaking young. Like, she's probably doing 5 more things after that. Like, why do we literally have to go at age 18 to college and decide exactly what we're going to be doing for the rest of our lives? That sounds so freaking boring.
I feel I that yeah, to my core. Like, and that's why I'm like, they're especially in creative careers, I feel like that I think you would be doing yourself a disservice to stay in one thing forever. Because that is how you get all the knowledge, is honestly, I believe it's through experience, not necessarily yes. through school.
I agree. Yeah. And it limits your creative potential because you're not experiencing other facets of creativity or even just meeting other people, other like-minded people that could maybe teach you a skill or teach you something that you can incorporate within your own, you know, creative projects or aspects of yourself, you know?
Oh, for sure. Like, that is something even now that I have to remind myself. Like, I feel like it's a life work in progress of mm-hmm. just creating and making space for that and feeling comfortable in the unknown or the, you know, yeah. Like just being comfortable with letting life take you where you're supposed to go.
Yep. Not scary for people, you know, because I think society programs us to focus so much on control, and it's all about control, right? Like, oh, I'm going to control what I eat, what I do, what I say, what I look like. And it's really hard because we kind of want to control like how our life unfolds. But unfortunately, it's just, there's so many different aspects at work, whether it's like our soul's contracts, our soul's wisdom, where we're supposed to go, people that are supposed to come into our lives, different jobs we're supposed to have, different things we're supposed to do. Like, there's literally so many things moving at once. So we literally have pretty much zero control other than just kind of navigating through our heart's desires. Like, this is what I would like to do. And I'm putting it out there because my heart wants that. And when we speak from the heart and we manifest from the heart, that's when it can definitely come into a reality, you know, in divine timing.
I agree. I feel like that's very beautifully said.
Thank you.
I think that's a really good point. That if you don't really change, you're not going to have other people in your life. And I really feel like other people and experiences with other people have showed me the way and helped me grow so much. So, Emma, have there been specific people in your life that you attribute your growth to?
Ooh, I feel like people come in and out of your life for a reason. And I would like to say that, you know, I kind of feel like I've been a bit of a nomad in my relationships with people. And I mean that in the sense of, I don't believe that necessarily anyone like owes you anything. But I feel like the people that come into your life, it's like, they're there for a reason. They're going to teach you something. And if it's their time to go, it's okay to let them go. So I'm just trying to think like, oof, that's a hard question because I'm very empathetic and I feel I know the people that I'm attracted to or like that their energies just like give something off that I'm like, ooh, there's something about you and I don't know what it is, but I either need to be friends with you or I need to have a connection with you. And I find that happens to me a lot with a lot of people. And I almost feel like I'm collecting little bits and pieces from almost everybody I meet. And that kind of builds onto the foundation, I think, of who I am.
Wow.
That makes sense.
Yes, it 100% makes sense. I just want to like give you a big hug, be like, yes, like that is literally what life is supposed to be. You're taking a bit and piece of every conversation, every idea, every, you know, heartbreak, whatever, right? Like every situation, and you're creating the foundation of who you are as a person and what resonates with you, and then letting go what doesn't.
Yeah, I honestly, like, it's interesting because I always had felt, because I've been a freelance creative since the summer of 2020. And it's something that I never felt that I was able to do it. Not able, sorry, like that I had the confidence to do, because I always felt like, you know, I needed a name or like a brand or like people in an organization behind me to feel like I had that confidence to do that. Mm-hmm. And somebody that I really admire, my sister is like the coolest creative I have ever met. And, you know, she's a graphic designer. And she, just watching her, you know, create her life and the fact that she's been, you know, a freelancer running her own business, doing her own thing. I've always really admired that. And I never felt like that could be me until I started doing more self-work and kind of spending that time with myself introspectively. And having that moment where I was like, you know what, I can do that too. And she has been like my number one supporter. And in a way, I'm like a kind of like a mentor, even though she's 4.5 years younger than me.
That's amazing. So what is the freelance type of work that you do, Emma?
So right now, as a passion project, about two and a half years ago, I really wanted to get into photography. And it was something that I didn't know too much about, but I figured, I was like, you know what? I have photography friends. I've got, you know, the internet at my hands. Like, I'm sure I can figure this out. So right now I've been branching more into photography for myself and for some local brands, like product photography specifically. Mm-hmm. And also I really enjoy social media, and that has been something that I've been trying to like figure out, you know, kind of like the quirks about it. And I've read a lot of digital marketing books. And so I've also been helping, I have 2 monthly clients currently, and I help them with their product photography for their websites and for their social media. And I also help them run their social channels as well. So a little bit of that balanced with some of my own creative photography projects.
Wow, I love that. And so tell us about, what about the baths? I know you do that. Is that a creative project for yourself?
Yes, 100%. So the baths, it started so innocently. Like when you talked about how you're like, oh, I put like a, you know, little bud vase or like a candle in my bath, and you're like, this is luxury. I'm not even kidding you. If you go and look at the first bath that I ever posted, I thought it was so bougie. Like I was like, this is, I'm never going to be better than this. And it's so funny to look at them now, because they've really evolved into this like fantasy, like the ultimate relaxation. And it's something that's so, so fun for me to put together. And I love the creative process of planning them out. Like, are we going to do like, what's the theme? What are the colors? Are we going to do art? Is it just florals? Like, are we going to hang something fun from the ceiling? Like, it's something that I never thought would be recognized with an Emma Sugi bath. I feel like people recognize them right away, even people I don't know. And it's so weird, but I love it. And it's become, I think, this niche, it's yeah, Emisugi is, I feel like Emisugi is like 85% baths. And I'm kind of in love with it.
Dude, that's awesome.
You need to make an Emisugi bath coffee table book.
You know what? Maybe talk to me in like the next 10 years and maybe that'll be a thing.
They're just so cool because they remind me of fairy tales. It would be like a fairy tale book.
You know what? I love that. Like, I've always thought it would be super fun to either like partner with like a photographer or like another creative and do it like an actual like setup, and like I would do the styling and like create the whole bath scene, and then we would photograph that either for like a maternity shoot or like some sort of fun like model a fashion project. I don't know. I just, yeah, like they're so fun. They're so, so fun. And they're enjoyable to like actually lay in. And I feel like I'm like Beyonce. Like, I feel like I'm like the coolest, like most fabulous person. but people always think that I have this like amazing bathroom. And I always love to tell people that I'm like, look, I promise you my bathtub is condo size. Like it's, and I part of me thinks that's why people love them so much, is it's like this extravagant thing in a very normal setting that I think a lot of people have in their apartments.
Yep.
Right. And like it looks like you could get, ooh, yeah. Wait, say that again, Daniela.
You should do like a book that's like a bath recipe or like a design book. Like someone could take, you know, your recipes and designs and like do it at home. Like a make your own bath kind of thing.
That would be cool. Yeah. I definitely feel like the like bath recipes of like how, like, why are you using certain things, or like, why would you blend like florals with citrus, or why would you blend like certain essential oils with certain herbs or flowers? Like, you know, it's funny when people ask me like about that sort of stuff, or my favorite is when people will send me a DM snap of a bath setup like they've done for themselves, but they don't want to share it. Aww. And it actually fills my heart with so much joy that people love it. Like more people have loved it than I thought was possible. And that gives me more motivation to continue to create them and do fun things, or like try to think outside the box. Cause I really do believe that it's a visual escape for people.
Yep. I think so.
Absolutely. I wanna like encourage people to think outside the box like this, because who thought that making a bath and posting a picture of it would lead you to this like creative lifestyle that you have, you know? Like people should just do whatever they want.
Oh, 100%. And that's the thing. Cause like, if you asked me in like 2018, when I first started posting bath photos, I think it was around, yeah, like 2000 followers, and now I'm almost at 10K. So people, like, you could not have told me in 2018 that it would get as big as it has to me. And I know like in the big realm of things, like that's not huge, but that to me, that's just, it's like, you can do whatever you want. And if this is not like an example of that, like there are no limits. There are no limits to creativity, and like you should do whatever you want, whatever you're drawn to, and just own it.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's the homework.
Right. It's a work in progress, I think, for life, of just, you know, maintaining true to yourself and, you know, being connected to you and what brings you the most joy and what makes you feel good. And creativity should never be looked at as something rigid, and it doesn't fit into a box. So people, you know, your creativity might not look like something that I would do, but that's why it's perfect for you, because everyone is unique.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. Okay. So Rosie's, your homework this week is to unlimit your creativity.
Yes. Perfect.
Awesome. Emma, I loved talking to you today. I think, again, as Daniela was saying before, you're such a beautiful soul. And I love how you just intuitively follow your path, even from when you were younger. So I definitely applaud you on that.
Thank you. I definitely try. And to anybody who is feeling that, you know, it's not easy, you're right. And don't get stuck in that feeling, because things ebb and flow, and I believe you will figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you will. You will persevere.
I agree.
Well, thank you again, Emma, so much. And I hope we can talk to you very, very soon.
Oh, I would love that. Y'all have been so, this has made my day. I've had a great time chatting with you.
Love you guys. Love you, Rosies.
Aw, okay. Love you, everyone. Bye.
Bye.